Have you ever been afraid of flying? Do you feel scared when you sit on a plane? Are you stressed when there's turbulence? If so, you may have aerophobia. The word aerophobia comes from the Greek, and it consists of two parts: aero, which means flight or air, and phobia, which means fear. People with aerophobia experience extreme fear or panic when they sit on a plane. In today's program, we'll discuss some steps which you can take to reduce this fear. With me today is Mark Noling. Mark used to be a flight attendant who was afraid of flying. He has written a book about his experience and often gives presentations to help other people deal with their phobias. Can you tell us more about your experience, Mark?
Yeah, sure. So I took a flight attendant's course right after college. My goal was to see the world, and I thought it would be a good job for me. I learned a lot more than I expected from the course. During the training, we studied a lot about air safety, but there were also lectures about plane crashes. The instructors would tell us horrible stories of serious problems: broken engines, birds hitting the aircraft, hijackings, and even stories of planes crashing in the middle of the desert or in the ocean.
That's terrible.
No, I don't think so. They were trying to make us take the job seriously. They would also discuss the research done by air crash investigators to help us understand the reasons behind air crashes. There's a detailed record of each crash, which investigators check carefully.
But for you, I suppose this training had the opposite effect. How did it influence you? Did it make you afraid of flying?
The course had a strong impact on me. I actually became very scared of being on a plane. When I told my colleagues about it, they just laughed. They couldn't believe that I had completed the flight attendant training and now I was afraid to get on a plane. What was I supposed to do? I decided to research it online, and I read stories about people who managed to control their fear of flying.
Can it be cured?
Actually, like any phobia, there's not always a cure for it, but you can decrease its effects on your life. You need to have the right attitude. You can achieve anything if you concentrate and stay positive. The advice I got was very useful, but it was a challenge, and it took me a long time to get over my fear.